Good afternoon, the Covent Garden Hotel.
Oh, hello. Is that the Covent Garden Hotel in London?
Yes.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. My name is Cooper, and I'm phoning about what to I'll start from the beginning, I suppose. how are you?
Very well. Very well.
My uncle. I've got a lovely uncle, he's an elderly gentleman, and it's going to be a birthday of his. And to celebrate his birthday, we wanted to have a couple of sweets in your lovely hotel.
Okay.
To make his birthday a very special one.
Excellent, absolutely.
And you let uncle stay there, it's fine?
Yeah, certainly.
He's going to be very old for his birthday. I mean, he's a particularly old gentleman having a very, very special birthday. Can you guess how old he's going to be?
Very old.
Very special birthday, very special.
I would say maybe he's 100.
98.
98.
So it's going to for his 98th birthday. We want to celebrate a special day. I just wanted to ask a couple of questions before I physically book those suites.
Absolutely, it would be my pleasure.
Thank you for being kind. We wanted to present him with a birthday cake. And are you allowed birthday cakes in your hotel?
Certainly, we do.
We'd like to put 98 candles on the cake. And the way we wanted to present it was very special. We wanted to have the staff present him with the cake. Presumably we could do that?
Yes, of course. We can either do that, bring it to the room.
Yes.
Restaurant, however you would like, certainly.
That's nice. Well, we wanted to actually, the way to do it was we were going to divide the cake into 98 pieces, each piece having one candle on. So there would be 98 mini cakes with one candle on, presented by 98 members of staff.
Unfortunately, we don't have that many members of staff.
Could you do 49, cut it in half, and have two on each piece?
I still think that would be too many. So you see, we're just a boutique hotel. I'm not sure if you had a look at us. We only have 58 rooms.
Could you have 58 members of staff then, one per room? No, it's the rooms, it's not the staff.
I would have to maybe double-check with my events coordinator if we could get...
You need to speak to your inventor's coordinator, did you say?
Events,
I'm terribly sorry. The other thing we wanted to know before I book is we wanted to present him with a sculpture made of cake of himself from every stage of his life and bring it in his room. So, for example, from fetus to baby to boy to child to adolescent to man to older man to older man to finally to himself at age 98 holding the actual birthday cake, looking in a mirror made of cake of himself going backwards to when he was a fetus. Could we do that and put that in the room?
I don't know.
If I had the cakes made and brought them to your hotel, would we be able to put them in fridges and then bring them up to his room?
How big would the pieces of cake be? That depends. I mean,
of course, there would probably be about 20 pieces of cake ranging, well, fetus would be small, but probably then the last one maybe 10, 12 feet high. 3 meters?
No, we wouldn't. I'm sorry, we wouldn't have that kind of capability. I mean, we've got a few fridges. We could definitely store a couple of cakes, but none 10 or 12 feet high, I'm afraid.
What if we were to make them a little smaller, 5 feet high? Just maybe the torso?
I think that might still be a bit too big, but I would have to check with the head chef again. These
3 feet high? Just the legs?
We can definitely store a cake, but now if we're talking about 3 feet high, 10 cakes or so.
Yes, 20 probably, yes.
That's quite a number of cakes.
If we were to bring in a couple of extra big fridges, catering fridges of our own that we could keep in our room. Because it would make his day so special, as he's always dreamt of seeing himself back from being a fetus up to his age in cake form, you see.
No, I understand, absolutely. These are all really fantastic and extraordinary ideas.
Thank you very much.
It's just that I'm not sure if a hotel of our size can actually accommodate those type of things.
Yes. Funny, would your staff be able to sing happy birthday to him when he arrived?
I'm sure we can organise something with that, absolutely.
We have a family version of the song, which is slightly amended. If we gave out song sheets. It's basically Cooper's family say to you, happy birthday, my old friend. You're getting very old, but you're looking as well as you used to. Happy birthday to you, my friend. You're our uncle in our hearts, and we hope you enjoy the day. We hope you enjoy the day from all of our hearts. We haven't worked out the last bit of the rhyme. Would you be able to sing that?
I think we could definitely look into, doing that.
Let me give you the dates. It's the 31st of October through to the 2nd of November. I'm booking ahead because there's so much planning, as you can see.
Yeah,
it's 8 years ahead in the year 2016. Would you be free then?
Are you saying that the booking would be in 2016?
Yes, yes, that's when he'll be 98.
That's quite a few years away.
It is, isn't it? Well, I'd like to be prepared because you never know what's going to happen.
Right.
Or is it best if I phone nearer the time?
Yeah, I think it would be best.
All right, well, you've been very helpful. What I'll do is this, as I wouldn't want to take up any of your time now or even then, when I phone then, will you be there?
Probably not, I would have to say, but I'm
well, if you are there, if I give you a code word, and I just said the code word, and you, when you heard it, you knew you didn't have to go through this conversation again, and we can get on with the booking and putting the cake statues, the singing, etc., without me explaining it again.
Okay.
The code word is Antelope X.
What was the code word, sorry?
Antelope X.
Antelope X.
Yes, so if I say that to you in 7 years and you happen to be there, we can just go ahead with the booking.
Yes, absolutely.
Wonderful. You've been so helpful.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye to you.